Something I've been wondering for a long time is when we have all kinds of different insertions that we need to say in our davening at different times of the year. For example, Talumato next week, or Al Hanisim when we begin the Al Hanisim on Chanukah, or Yalla V'Yavo. So you have the Gabbai stands at the minyan by Ma'ariv when you start to say it, and he makes an announcement, usually makes the announcement before. But very often you have a Gabbai who's super responsible, and he makes the announcement right before we begin Shmona Esrei, just to make sure everybody remembers to add in Talumata or Al Hanisim or Yalla V'Yavo. And the question that I always was wondering was, is that appropriate? Are you allowed to make a hefsik in between the Hashkivenu, in between the davening of Ma'ariv and the beginning of the Shmona Esrei, or is that perhaps something that is an inappropriate thing to do? So I decided finally it was time to look into it, and the Gemara writes in Maseches Brachos Daf Dalet, here's the way the whole story begins. We have a disagreement, a surprising disagreement, between Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara wants to know, what is the proper way to daven Shmona Esrei every day? So Rabbi Shua ben Levi is of the opinion, Tfilos be'emtza tiknum, which means you're supposed to have the entirety of davening during the day bookended in between the recital of Kriya Shema in the morning and Kriya Shema in the evening. And therefore, says the Gemara, Rabbi Shua ben Levi is of the opinion that the first thing you say in the morning is Kriya Shema, last thing you say at night is Kriya Shema, and Shmona Esrei is supposed to be sandwiched somewhere in the middle of that, Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, which is obviously not the way we do it. That is the opinion of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And the Gemara has psukim why he assumes that that's the case, and he has a svara why he assumes that's the case, but that's his opinion. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says no. The proper way to daven is that a person should first say Kriya Shema, which should then be followed by Shmona Esrei. And that's the way you're supposed to do it both in Shachris as well as in Ma'ariv. And Rabbi Yochanan says we have this concept, we have this idea of Smichas Geula L'Tfila. Right after we say Kriya Shema, we talk about all the miracles that happen in Kriyas Yamsuf and by the Makos in Mitzrayim. So you're supposed to talk about all the incredible miracles, and immediately after you talk about the Geula, then you're supposed to be mispalo. That's what the Gemara says, and in fact, the Gemara then goes on to say that kalasomach geula l'tfila, anyone who's careful to daven Shmona Esrei immediately following the recitation of the geula, then you are a ben olam haba. So the Gemara then goes on to question, well, if that's really correct, that we have this idea of semichas geula l'tfila, immediately after you talk about the geulas Mitzrayim, you're supposed to daven, then how do you understand Hashkivenu? Hashkivenu is an insertion that we put into Shmona Esrei, and in Hashkivenu we ask that God should watch over us, and He should protect us, and God should guard us, and He should take care of us. What does that have to do with Geula? So that seems to be an interruption in between the Gaal Yisrael that we say at the end of the paragraph in Ma'ariv, and the Shmona Esrei that we're about to daven. So the Gemara toys with this issue, and the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion that no, kiven shetiknu chachamim lomar Hashkivenu, since the Chachamim instituted that we have to recite Hashkivenu during Ma'ariv, therefore it is Kigeula Arichta Dami. This is considered like an extension of the mention of Geula. So the same way we say Gal Yisrael, we follow it by saying Hashkivenu, and that is not considered to be an interruption at all, like the Gemara says. The same way in the morning, after you say Gal Yisrael, you then say Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. Why are you saying a sentence that has nothing to do with the Shmona Esrei? The answer is, the Chachamim said that that's what you should do, so it's not considered to be an interruption. That's what the Gemara says. Now Rabbeinu Yonah writes there on the Gemara, this doesn't just mean that, oh, since the Chacham said you should say, therefore it's not an interruption. He says, no, this is a natural extension. When we talk about Geula and we say Gal Yisrael, the next thing that we say is Hashkivenu. Why? Because he says in the times of Mitzrayim, when the Jewish people were on the cusp of being freed, on the cusp of being redeemed, they were nervous that night of Makkos Bechoros. They didn't know whether Hashem's promise would actually come true. They didn't know whether or not Hashem was really going to skip over the houses of the Jews and only kill the houses that had the Egyptians in them, and they were nervous. And says Rabbeinu Yonah in his commentary there on the Gemara, that they stayed up all night davening that Hashem should protect them and He should look out for them and He shouldn't kill any of their children. And therefore he says, Mishum hachi tiknu lomar hashkivenu. Based on what happened at the time of Geulas Mitzrayim back then, that's why we say Hashkivenu. Therefore, says Rabbeinu Yonah, this is not an interruption. This is the natural next part of the discussion of Geula. At the same time that we experience a Geula, we also need to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He watch over us and make sure that we don't have any problem along the way. So the Shulchan Aruch clearly paskins, and the Gemara writes this way as well, that we have adopted the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, and that is that you're supposed to first say Kriya Shema, talk about Geula, and immediately following that, you daven Shmona Esrei. This is what we refer to as Semichas Geula L'Tfila. Rashi writes, in the name of the Yerushalmi, why is it so important that we have this setup? Why should we first talk about Geula and then Daven Shmona Esrei? So Rashi says very simply, because imagine, he says, you have a melech. And you have a very personal and important request that you need to ask the melech for. And he has the ability to give it to you. Says Rashi, in the name of the Yerushalmi, how would you go about asking the king? You wouldn't just show up one fine day and say something that you need. Says Rashi, what you would do is, you would first go to the melech and you would talk about how great he is. And you would speak about how impressed you are with everything he's done. And you would recognize all of the kindnesses that he's done for you and your community over the last few years. And therefore, says Rashi, the way we butter up, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to open the conversation and to allow us to ask for whatever it is that we need to say in Shmona Esrei is, first we talk about Geula and we talk about all the amazing miracles and everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for our people over all the millennia. And after we've done that, then we immediately daven Shmona Esrei. Says Rashi, what would be the case if you have this whole discussion with the melech, and you tell him how great he is, and he says, okay, let's hear, and then you walk away. You turn around and you walk away. And the melech says, well, did you come for something? Did you want to talk about something? Therefore, says Rashi, the appropriate response would be, after you've piqued HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interest, so to speak, and you've now buttered up to him by saying all the things about Geula, now it would make sense that the next natural thing to do is to daven Shmona Esrei immediately and not have any kind of interruption that would come in between that. So the Rishonim have an issue with this. So we explained why at night we say Hashkivenu, because that's like a Geula Arichta. That's like an extension of Gaal Yisrael. Rabbeinu Yonah explains how it's an extension. But the Rishonim say there was a time when they added another part to the Ma'ariv right before Shmona Esrei, and that is Baruch Hashem li'olam amen v'amen, yiru einenu ha-melech b'chavodo. So what's that all about? Ask the Rishonim, how are you going to justify the recitation of Baruch Hashem li'olam and yiru einenu? How is that okay? Well, the Rishonim say that perhaps one shouldn't say it. And the Ramban is quoted by his Talmidim as saying, he thinks it's totally inappropriate to say yiru einenu because that's a hefsik. That's something that gets in the way. And therefore some of the Rishonim say that it's not appropriate. As we know, many communities in the world do have the practice to say it. So what is the justification? So the Bali Atosis, who obviously did say it, right there on the Gemara Maseches Brachos, that this is the same as Hashkivenu. And the same way Hashkivenu is considered to be an extension of the Shmona Esrei, of the Geula process, so too Yiru Einenu and Baruch Hashem Li'olam is also an extension of this discussion of Geula. And the Rashba, one thing at a time. So the Rashba asks in a tshuva, he says, Bali Atosis, with all due respect, what does this have to do with Geula? We rationalized, we explained where Hashkivenu comes from and how that connects to the Geula. But how are you going to explain what Yiru Einenu has to do with the Geula? You look at the paragraph, nothing there seems to indicate at all that we're discussing anything that has a connection to Geula at all. So how does that fit in? Writes the Rashba, you have a total misunderstanding. Let me explain to you where this paragraph came from. Says the Rashba, there were times when there was a Shas Hashmad, and the Jews were afraid to daven along Shmona Esrei. Back then, people used to actually daven with Kavana. Shmona Esrei took them a long time. And therefore, who had time? You're hiding out. You're afraid you're going to get caught. And said the Rashba, they were concerned that maybe davening the long Shmona Esrei, someone's going to come and catch them. So they had to come up with an abbreviated Shmona Esrei. What was that? That was Baruch Hashem Li'olam. There are 18 different brachos in Baruch Hashem Li'olam. And the reason why they instituted this is because that's in some way a summary of the Shmona Esrei. It has nothing to do with Geula. It's just the natural breakdown of the Shmona Esrei for a time of Shmad. That's why they instituted it. And says the Rashba, even though we live at a time now when we're not concerned about the Shmad any longer, and we're able to daven Shmona Esrei with Kavana, and we're not worried about having to shorten it, he says once they made the Takana to say it, so you continue to say it even afterward as well. That, says the Rashba, is why this is not considered a Hefsik, because it is an abbreviated Shmona Esrei. It belongs there. And therefore the Rashba writes that this is something that didn't bother him at all. This is not going to pose an issue at all. And this was something that then led to a further issue. Even if you deal with Hashkivenu and you deal with Baruch Hashem Li'olam, what's the story with the Kaddish, asked the Rishonim? How are you going to fit in the Kaddish here? So the Rashba explains very simply. If the Baruch Hashem Li'olam was considered to be the Shmona Esrei, what do we do after we daven Shmona Esrei both in Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv? What do? We say Kaddish. So it makes sense that immediately after you say Baruch Hashem Li'olam, you also say a Kaddish. That's where it comes from. You say the Kaddish afterward because that is the natural progression that a person does after they recite a quasi-Shmona Esrei. So the question you asked is, what about on Friday night? Why is it that on Friday night the Rishonim write, the Avudram and others say, that we have this minhag that we say v'shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. How does that fit in? We've explained, we've rationalized hashkivenu, and we've also explained yirui neinu, how all of those fit in. And now we explain the Kaddish. What's with v'shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos? How do you explain, what does that have to do with geula? Well, writes the Avadram, no problem. We have a Gemara Masechet Shabbos where we're told that if the Jewish people will be Shomer Shabbos Karoi, Miyad Heim Negolim, if we're only going to keep Shabbos properly, then the Geula will come. Which is like the Ibn Ezra writes in his Zmiros, that we say, Ki Yeshmer HaShabbos, Kel Yishmereini. If we will keep Shabbos, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu in return will also look after us, and he will give us a Geula, he will give us a redemption. And therefore, says the Avadram, this is also a natural progression to this discussion of Geula. After all, the way that the Geula will come is if we're careful about the Shmirah Shabbos. And therefore, he says, this is why we have adopted the practice to say Vishamru on Friday night as well, because that also has something to do with the theme of Geula, and it fits right into that place right before Maariv. A little bit of a kvetch, all of this.
The Kaddish is also a kvetch, because you don't have...
You don't say Tiskabel. You don't say Tiskabel. So it's a problem. So the Beis Yosef then raises the issue. Okay, so that's all by Maariv. We have a problem by Shacharis. By Shacharis, we say Ezra Savaseinu, we talk about the Geula, and we then finish it off by saying Gal Yisrael. What does everybody do afterward? Amen, says the Beis Yosef. Oh, what right do you have to say Amen? Isn't that a hefsek? If you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei and you hear somebody saying a bracha, you're not allowed to say Amen, it's a hefsek. Therefore, writes the Beis Yosef, if you're supposed to say Gal Yisrael, and immediately after that you're supposed to say Shemona Esrei, then how do you answer Amen to Gal Yisrael? Writes the Mechaber, he thinks that you're not supposed to answer Amen because that is a problem of a hefsek. And the same way you're not allowed to make a hefsek in any other area when you're in that area of tefillah, of geula l'tefillah, so too you're not allowed to have a hefsek with answering Amen to the bracha of Gal Yisrael. And this is the way the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch as well, that he thinks it is not appropriate to answer Amen after the bracha of Gal Yisrael. However, the Ramah writes in the Darkei Moshe that this is something that we know has not totally been accepted. The Ramah says, how can you say it's a problem to answer Gal Yisrael? After all, the Gal Yisrael is the theme of the day. That's what we're supposed to be talking about. When I answer Amen, says the Ramah, I am affirming my belief that Hashem is the Gal Yisrael and that He will redeem us once again. So why would that be a hefsek? That has to do with the tefillah that you're actually saying. So the Magen Avraham gives two different suggestions of how he thinks you get around that problem of answering Amen by Gal Yisrael, both in Shacharis and in Maariv. Number one, says the Ramah, and this is a very surprising one, he says, I have a good idea. Stop before you say Tzuri Yisrael, Kumba Ezes Yisrael, which is the last paragraph, just stop and wait there. Then the Chazan will finish off Gal Yisrael, then you answer Amen, and then you finish off Tzuri Yisrael, says the Magen Avraham, great idea. This way it won't be a hefsek between Geula L'Tfila, Asher B'Kiva Eger, that's even worse. You're making a hefsek in the middle of a Tfila, in the middle of a Bracha. What do you help by saying Amen there and then continuing on with the last paragraph? You've just made matters worse. And therefore he says, this suggestion of the Magen Avraham has been rejected, and we do not find that idea being followed. The second suggestion that he says is, maybe a way to get out of the problem is by a person making sure that they finish off Gal Yisrael together with the Chazan, and this way, if you finish a bracha together with him, you don't answer Amen on your own bracha, and therefore he says, that's the way out. What about making a hefsek before Shemona Esrei, about these kinds of announcements, Yalav Yavo, Talam Matar, Al Anisim, all kinds of things that we have to remember in our tefillah. So the Rashba says, Ein Limchos Ba'osim Shenagu Shats Machris. The Rashba writes, I've been in shuls where the Gabbai gets up and he wants to help everybody, so he makes an announcement right before Shemona Esrei because he wants to make sure everybody remembers. Says the Rashba, Ein Roy Ligarbo, don't get angry at him, he's doing the right thing, it's okay. And this is quoted in the Beis Yosef in Arachayim as well. He says, this shouldn't be an issue. So the Shulchan Aruch writes this lahalacha, and he says, why is it not a hefsek? This is the greatest hefsek of all. This has nothing to do with geula. However, he says, this is letzarach hatfila. So if you're making a hefsek letzarach hatfila, writes the Shulchan Aruch, it would not really be a problem. You don't have to be concerned. However, the Magen Avraham qualifies the statement a little bit, and he says the following. He says, when does a chazan have a right to do that hefsek? When does he have a right to make an announcement? That's when we're talking about something that would be ma'akiv in the tefillah. For example, if it's a yomtiv and you have to say yalav yavo, and if you would skip yalav yavo, you would have to daven over. Then, he writes, it would make sense for the chazan to make such an announcement. Well, let's say it's Rosh Chodesh night, and if you forget yalav yavo, you don't have to daven over. Writes the Magen Avraham, he doesn't think that that's a place that should be an appropriate hefsek that should be made. He thinks that we should hold back from making a hefsek there, and if somebody forgets to say it, then too bad they forgot to say it, and it's not really such a problem. However, the Magen Avraham agrees, and he says, well, I've been around in shuls, and it seems that the minig is, even when it's Yalav Yavu on Leil Rosh Chodesh, it seems that the minig is that you're allowed to announce it then as well, because everybody knows this is only being done the Tzorach HaTfilah. You're not making a hefsik for any other reason. The only reason you're doing it is in order to make sure that you are going to do the tefillah in the proper way that it should be done. There's a major discussion that we don't have time for now, but would the halacha be the same by Ma'ariv as by Shachris? Or perhaps there's room to distinguish between making an announcement before Ma'ariv and making an announcement before Shemana Esrei and Shachris. This is a big discussion in the Prima Gadim. But the Prima Gadim comes to the conclusion, even if someone made a hefsik by Shachris as well, b'di'eved, that hefsik would not be considered a problem, because in the end of the day, the reason why the announcement is being made is to enhance the tefillah of those who are davening in that minyan. Rav Hanani ben Akasha Omer.